welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. I was going to say Buona Mattina. That was for our town, people who just came back from Italy. But anyway, so that's for my 2 years of Italian in high school 100 years ago. I didn't like the French nun, and I didn't like the Spanish nun. So I liked the Italian nun. Anyhow, so that explains that. We do have a couple of announcements this morning. First of all, there is a church council meeting on Tuesday night. That's Tuesday at 7 o'clock here in our, I don't know if it's going to be in the hall or where it's going to be, because starting tomorrow, they're working on the floors, I understand. So the floors are being repaired and refinished in Fellowship Hall and back here in the choir loft. So is that, am I right? Okay. So that's starting tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. So the next announcement is next week it's a joint service. Southwick is coming here. So make sure you come. And I think we're having ice cream and other stuff, and that's all I know, and that's all I want to know. So all I know is I'm supposed to be here, and I was told to bring, and Mark Jacobson's coming, so, all right. Which many of you think is better than just me, so. Anyhow, are there any other announcements that we need to make? Oh, if you were wondering, the shirt, by the way, $5 plus buys. Thank you very much. Got it yesterday. All right. Hearing no other announcements, let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship found printed in as we harvest our growing abundance in this time of midsummer, may we relish in the fruit of our labor. While we channel resources, water, light, fertile ground to the produce we desire, we have enough, and an attitude of plentifulness increases through sharing.
May we share of ours by hiding back to nature, feeding the hungry among us, soaring for the future without worry, and setting us seeds aside for the next season of plenty.
Please join us in our opening hymn, number 580. God bless your church with strength.
Thank you.
At this time, I invite you to join with me, please, in our prayer of invocation. It is found in your worship guide. God of many names, Mother of all creation, Father of all that is, womb of life, and wellspring of all that we can ever know, we invite your presence here as we seek to embody your loving spirit and create your presence among us. We are in need, and we turn to you to be with us as we practice creating the reign of heaven here on earth. Hear us as we pray. Our Father,
a reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. So then, brothers and sisters, we are obligated, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we in fact suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its enslavement to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together in the pains of labor, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Our God is still speaking. Please join me in a responsive reading taken from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go from your spirit? And where can I leave your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast.
But I say, surely thy darkness shall cover me, and thy craft shall surround me. Even darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, where I shall begin with the 24th verse. Jesus puts before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. Then away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. I've been packing two offices. It's a little more daunting when you start doing it than when you think about it. But one of the things that I've been doing as I've been packing is weeding and going through and asking myself, why? In other words, why did I save this? What good did I think was going to come from me saving this pile of papers, or this book, or these, or this magazine? What was I thinking? I can only imagine that the same types of things happened when you were cleaning back there, getting things ready back there. Did you find any treasures as you were going through? There's probably a few anyway. And I'm sure that if we looked in nooks and crannies of the church, we'd find some weeds. Not, hopefully, nothing's growing in the church. We don't want that. But I'm sure that things have accumulated and have collected throughout. All I can think of is trying to clean out my parents' house. My parents lived in this at 66 Curtis Terrace in Pittsfield for 38 years. And I want you to think about, with six kids, the amount of things that were collected that my parents, particularly my mother, God rest her, never threw out, ever, which required us to have a dumpster. Talk about weeds. Mercy. We unearthed seven sets of dishes. Why? We don't know. But there they were, seven sets of dishes. Those were kind of like their weeds, or we're not exactly sure what they were thinking because we didn't get to ask. And until we started opening things in the basement, we didn't know. Trust me, they would have been dealt with ahead of time, but we didn't know. But it causes me at home to think about those things. What if I met my untimely demise? And who would be left to clean out my house? And what would they find? And what questions would they ask? Now, the beautiful thing is, so they tell us, is we won't care. We're not going to be there. We're not even going to be looking down upon them. Good luck. Hope you enjoy that. But anyhow, I digress. We all take care of weeds in our lives. If we didn't, we wouldn't have blessed eyes. Those are people's weeds downstairs, things that people no longer needed, or they cleaned out a house, they gave the clothes to the church, or the household goods, the items, the jewelry, the books, all these wonderful things that we have downstairs. So some people's weeds are other people's treasures. Sometimes they say that with junk too, don't they? But some people's weeds are other people's treasures. But it's a matter of what we do with the weeds. We have a devoted crew of people downstairs, predominantly women, who have run this thrift shop and make sure. What do? They sell the things. They give some of the money to the church, but other parts of the money go to charities, to nonprofits who need help. And we're able to take our weeds, if you will, and do that for people. Isn't that what Jesus calls us to do as well? Take what you have, and don't hoard, save what you need, but make sure others have it too. Sometimes weeds are not a bad thing. Now, I am not a gardener at all. Deb Alm can tell you, because she came to the garden tour. The Springfield Garden Group came for a tour at our house that had absolutely, positively nothing to do with me. My way of giving tours of the garden are, these are some lovely white things. And look, over here we have yellow. And over here are some nice red and pink things. That's it. That's what you get from me. Somebody actually had to explain. I think Marge Trumbull did, actually. So I'm standing in the, my job was the greeter. And I stood in the driveway and greeted people, and people were asking me questions. So finally, they had, one of our friends had to tell me what was in the front yard, because I didn't know. But I can tell you this much, there's not a whole lot of weeds in between those things either, because Mark takes care of all of it. That's his big thing. But I do know, and as the reading told us, that we have to be careful when we're weeding, because we don't want to throw out the good things that come too. And sometimes we have to endure the bad things that come our way. We sometimes have physical weeds. Physical weeds, my knee hurts, my back hurts. Why does my body hurt today? I don't understand this. And as we grow older, you know what I was thinking about before? I said, now I know why old people are crabby. Because everything hurts. It's like, what the heck? So we kind of, but those are our weeds. But we can't just throw ourselves out. Because there's so many good things that are happening with us. But we have to pay attention to our spiritual, our physical weeds. I didn't know where this is going. All right. We also have emotional weeds. We've talked about this before. Think about it. How many of us have woken, lie there in bed, thinking about something you did in the fifth grade? All right, or these thoughts come back to you, or why did I do that? Why did I say that? Sometimes I do that thinking about my first couple of years of teaching. But some of those things are emotional weeds. Some are stronger weeds than others. And some not so great things have happened to people. And they're living with that, and they're living with those with that pain. And they're living with those weeds. But you can't necessarily pull those weeds out without taking some of the good things that have happened along the way with you. So we have to acknowledge that those are weeds. And then we have spiritual weeds. Everyone who's here comes to us, except for Linda Hawk, who's always been here. But, well, you have. I think Mark Descovado. I don't know. Is anybody else a lifelong member? Is anybody else with me who's always been here? But those two are the exceptions to this one. But we've all come from different places. And maybe we have spiritual weeds or things that we were hurt by from other churches or other places, or somebody said something and that was the most terrible thing they ever said. We don't understand why they did that. Or we don't understand, or we say, God, why did you allow this to happen? Maybe it's part of the physical weeds. Maybe it's part of the emotional weeds, but now it becomes part of our spiritual weeds. We have to be careful when we remove those as well. Together, so at the end, those, just like what Jesus was saying with the sower, was saying, no, we're going to harvest everything and then we'll shift. We have to do that too. As we harvest things in our lives, in order to replant and to redo, we have to take the bad stuff, burn it, keep the good stuff to be used again. First Congregational Church and Southwick are going to go through, let's bring the harvest back in, let's see what we have, Let's take those weeds. Let's get rid of them. Let's take the good stuff that has happened. And tons of good things, not even just because Paul Nesbitt was here, but tons of good things have happened in this church, particularly in the last 4.5 years, and before that. I'm no miracle worker. So you have all been able to do these things and to make these things happen. Yeah, we look around, and it's a small crowd because it's summer. And I still haven't come to terms with the fact that Congregationalists take the summers off. But anyhow, they do. But here we are. And we're going to go through a whole other harvest. And we're going to go through some weed burning. And we're going to take the good stuff. And we're going to keep going. Let me just change the pronoun for a second. You all have that in you. I'm not going to be part of the we anymore. But except that, let me look at the history. I think part of me will always be here. And that's okay. But we've got to move on spiritually. How do we continue to grow? And how do we keep those weeds from coming up and choking us and not allowing us to grow spiritually? We have to do what we can to ensure that the reign of God is going to come to fruition. Probably not in our lifetimes. You never know, but probably not in our lifetimes. But we're going to do our part to make sure that it happens and that it continues. And that's my message for us today. We have to continue. We have to keep planting. We have to hope that an enemy doesn't come by and throw the weeds in. That line always makes me laugh. It's something when I was Brother Paul living in the house in Florida, Brother Charles occasionally would pop out with that line. Something went wrong in the house. He'd say, "An enemy has done this." So I was like, "Oh man, there is quoting Matthew." But we want to make sure that we're in control of what's going on to the best of our ability, while at the same time putting things in God's hand. Relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us make decisions that need to be made as we go forward. And it's all kinds of decisions. What do we do with X? What do we do with Y? What do we do with Z? Here we go. Please, keep planting. Please, keep weeding. Be careful with the weeds, because you don't want to take the good stuff out with it. Be careful with those, and let's see what together we can do to plant the seeds to grow the kingdom of God here on earth, or at least in what I call the greater Westfield area. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide today. As we do each week, we pray for the needs of our world, we pray for world leaders, we pray for an end of all war and conflict in our world.
we pray for our country, for our country's leaders, that they may govern with justice and peace. We pray for our local areas. We pray for our churches. We pray for First Congregational Church here in Westfield and for Southward Congregational Church as we get ready for transitions. And as we do each week, we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. As we pray this morning, it is congregational participation. So our response, Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle this world with the light of your presence. Circle us, Lord. Circle us with the light of your presence within this dark world. Enable us to be overcomers of fear and temptation. Enable us to be victors over sin and despair. Enable us to become that which you would desire. Together, Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle us with the light of your presence. And that response is in your worship. Circle us, Lord. Circle our family within the shelter of your outstretched arms. Protect them in each moment of their daily lives. Protect them in the decisions that they face. Protect our homes and relationships. Together, Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, circle our family. Circle us, Lord. Circle this world with the joy of your salvation. Where there is sickness and disease, bring healing. Where there is hunger and despair, bring hope. Where there is torture and oppression, bring release. Together, Lord of creation, Lord of salvation, my friends, as recipients of the many ways in which God provides, let us share this generosity with others whose seeds have not yet taken root and whose plots need tending. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
God's people. May these gifts plant seeds of justice for God's children who seek it. And may they remind us to love more mercifully. May all walk humbly as we learn to trod gently upon this earth. Amen. So let us go in peace, for we